welcome back to another week of Sundays with Sayonara and Key. I am your host, Sayonara. This is Key, and we're excited to get into a few hot topics this week, friend. How are you?
I'm good. As y'all can see, today is wash day. Don't mind my hair. I recently just took out my braids. I got an appointment tomorrow, but we gonna make it work.
Okay, and this is Black Girl Magic in its raw form, because Sundays are our wash day. Okay, we wake up, take the twists out, deep condition, all that. So
I slicked my edges down though, just so I would look a little presentable.
Come on, edges.
There you go.
We love it. So, this has been quite the week on social media with hot topics.
Oh my God.
And we're just going to get right on into it. So, our friend Derek Jackson took the wool off of all of our eyes and showed us who he really is.
Yeah, so, so this man is supposed to be a relationship guru, a self-made relationship guru. He writes books, he does all kind of stuff. And he's been cheating on his wife, so they've been together for like 20 years. Josiah is crying.
Right, so we were trying to keep it together. We do this show with a small little nug who is the most amazing little thing. But you know, sometimes when he's not included on our live, he's like, not including me in your endeavors. If you want to go check on him, that's okay.
So I'm going to go check on him. Yes. You talk about how you feel about Derek. I'm going to be right back.
Yes. And so, friend, and this is what happens when we're live, okay? Sometimes the babies, they don't care about anything live. They're just like, friend, I'm ready for a bottle. So Derek Jackson, literally for years, has kind of been like, you know, a face in trying to talk about, you know, Black men, how they're supposed to be behaving, why their women won't behave, whatever. Basically, I feel like he's had a very much holier than thou type of energy. And now it comes out that he's been cheating on his wife the whole time. So it's like literally everyone is like, oh, so you're not as perfect as you say either. And then they post this R. Kelly ass video. Like, he had her like this. He was like, tell him what we said, anime. We got 222 shows, anime.
Remember your lines, damn it.
Okay, like, so how do you feel, friend?
I think what bothered me the most about this whole ordeal, aside from him cheating and putting on this facade like he's such a great husband, mm-hmm. is the fact that this man went, made a video, and then made a reaction video to his video and was speaking in third person. If that's not crazy.
Friends, no lie. I didn't even watch it because I was like, are you reacting to your own dialogue? Like, what is the, like, what are you doing? Like, he's a clown. Like, I feel like before it was all, like, some of what he said had some weight to it, but it could be a little cringy in the way that he delivered it. Mm-hmm. But after seeing that video and the fact that he did a reaction video to his own video, I was just like,
yeah, that's crazy within like itself. What? I feel like, honestly, like, he's manipulating that girl. I feel like she is a little bit brainwashed, and like you said, it's giving R. Kelly vibes, because when those girls were in R. Kelly's cult, or whatever you want to call it, they were, no, he would never do that. And she's here like, my bonnet is a shield of protection. Madam, your hair's not done. You're looking like me. The only difference is I don't have a bonnet on. I don't know, because y'all are going to see these curls, and that's on who?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay. Okay. No, my hair really looks crazy though. But anyway,
it doesn't look crazy. It's healthy and amazing. But I feel like what makes me upset about that is that she's kind of, because unfortunately, a lot of times with Black people, when one of us does something, it affects all of us. So I feel like with her going, but obviously she is, you know, a Christian. She's very much, you know, religious. I feel like with her response to what he did, it's almost painting this picture. And it's like, maybe she does really feel that way. But it was kind of giving the vibes that she was kind of almost using the Bible to excuse his bad behavior. And it's just like, friend, the Lord said you could leave. Like,
didn't he say you shouldn't be no adultery?
A concubine. Like, mad.
Yo, let's get into the comments real quick. My mom, I hear my baby. He's fine. We got him together. He was just having a producer's moment. Josiah produces our show along with Double M, if y'all didn't know. Thank you, love. You look fab. Thanks, boo.
Thank you.
No, but yeah, I'm over him. I'm tired of seeing him on my timeline. His wife is a clown.
No, but, literally. Like, the whole, I see a helmet of salvation. I see the breastplate of righteousness. I feel like she's... I feel... And that's a thing with, like, that stereotypical church girls. Like, I feel like she definitely should... Like, yes, there's religion, but I feel like... But what do you think? Like, yes, there's the Bible. Yes, there's what it should have said. But how do you feel after this happened? And not only that, but it's like, ah, so you cheated and now I have to sit here with you. Like, friend, if you cheated and you created this platform, you talk to your fans. Why do I have to sit there with you with this death grip on me? Like, what did we rehearse? Tell him, friend. Tell him. Like,
we love each other. And yeah. God is going to work it out. Like, okay. But, you know, anyway, moving along.
I was going to say, I'll ask you this, friend. Do you think that if she had done that, that he would have had the same response?
No. Men can't handle that. If you do something to a man that a man does to you, he can't handle that. Nah. What?
No, legit. It's just like the episode of Grownish that we were watching, that where it's like Diggy and Chloe, like she had cheated, but you know, slept with someone else when they weren't together, but he just could not get over it. Look at Josiah's mad now. He's like, ah, sharing my women. So I won't do it.
The thing is, we might have to bring Josiah into this episode, friend.
And you know what? It's fine. It's all fine. We'll just make sure that we keep our language clean.
Okay, I'm gonna go get our special guest.
All right, we have a special guest this week. He's the cutest little thing, okay, as much as he sounds frustrated right now. He has very wise things to say, but I do feel like men and women are different in that way, in that sometimes with men, or at least with women, like it's almost like, not cheating is expected, but I think that cheating is almost... It's more tolerable, but if a woman was to do the same thing, like, a man will look at her like, how dare you? Like, mm-hmm. you gave my body away. Like, friend, no ring on my finger, and you're saying you're.
But that leads me to the question, so I just have a quick question, and we're asking you guys to, who do you feel like cheats more, men or women?
Cheats more. Well, I'm excited to see their comments because...
Do men or women cheat more? And also, like, who loves harder? Men or women?
Now, those are two loaded questions. How do you feel about the...
Cheat. I feel like... Okay, so a lot of people are probably gonna... Some may agree, some may disagree. I think men cheat more, but women cheat better. And I'm... Forgive me if I'm telling our secrets, ladies, but I just feel like men can cheat with absolutely no intention on being with someone. There's no emotional tie with it. But mm-hmm. with women, if we gonna cheat, baby, we're cheating with what may be your replacement. Call in the Bad Girls Club. It's a replacement. It's just, yeah, I think we cheat better. Because we're also more slick about it, mm-hmm. but...
I feel like, because it's like, on one hand, I feel like women are always taught to kind of almost be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's, like, subliminally done, like, I feel like we are very good about doing things without anybody picking up on it, because we were just kind of raised that way. But also with the cheating, I feel like men can literally just be like, you see that wag?
I'm a split that. She got the facts. Like,
but
what?
With us, it's like, he makes me laugh. I respect his ambition.
No, legit. I love the way his hands look on the steering wheel when he's driving. Like, okay.
He makes me steak and potatoes.
A mood. Let's see what the comments are saying. My mom said men cheat more.
Well.
Chubb said men cheat more physically and women cheat emotionally. Mm. Serena said men cheat more. We're smarter. We love more. I agree. Men cheat more. I think men love harder too, though, because they don't love as easily. That's a good point and a good segue.
I was gonna say it is a good segue. So this week, a video from about a month ago, Music Soul Child was on the 85 South show, and he was talking about how men and women love differently, you know, and kind of saying how, you know, women kind of expect the man to come to the relationship reading his lines in a sense that she shouldn't have to tell you, or I shouldn't have to teach you how to love. Mm-hmm. But for him, he was saying that, like, I don't have an example of love. I may have never seen it. Or it's like, you know, even that whole, were you raised on survival or were you raised on being nurtured? Mm-hmm. So it's like for him, he was kind of saying, I need you to tell me how to love you. Mm-hmm. So it's like that even got us into talking about love languages. So do men and women love differently? Let us know in the comments, friend. A few of you have been telling us. Oh, hey, Taylor.
Yeah, I think that I agree with him in a sense, like, if you've never had an example on what it means to really love, then how can you just come in knowing how to do that? That's mm-hmm. like a baby being born and you expecting him to know how to read as soon as he comes out of the womb. Like, that's it. I don't. And also, mm-hmm. people, I want to be loved differently than you want to be loved. What looks like love to me may not look like love to you. So I agree with him in a sense, like, teach me how to love you. You mm-hmm. can't teach me how to love in general, but teach me how to love you. You know what I mean?
Right. And then we talked yesterday about the 5 love languages. So let me pull them up again because there are 5 different ones. I've taken the quiz before, and the internet told me on 2 occasions that I need all the love languages. So, I need all 5. There's not one that, you know, overpowers the other. The other. But the 5 love languages are words of affirmation. So that's, you're so beautiful. I trust you. I want you to take me out. Things of this nature. There's also acts of service, so, you know, making sure that your oil change is done. Cleaning the gutters and all those things that men do. There's receiving gifts. We love a good gift. Mm-hmm. Quality time and physical touch. So some people might need, you know, for you to be rubbing their leg or cuddling them so they know that you love them. Some people might need that surprise bracelet that they've been looking at on, you know, on whatever website to show that you love them. So I think that not only is it men and women, it's also each relationship or each, you know, pair of people. Tell me, friend. He's like, I need all 5. I think that everybody, like, it's also each person is their own person. So let's see what they're saying in the comments. I believe that we love differently. I also believe that if you don't know, you may need some guidance. Yes. So it's like, are you willing? I feel like, I'll ask you, friend, if you were in a relationship, are you willing to show someone how to love you, or do you want him to kind of just, like, take his own time observing you and act on that?
I think a little bit of both, because I also know that as women, we can come off very demanding, and I don't want it to seem like I'm telling him that he's incapable of, or inadequate, or you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. there has to be a gentle way, I feel like, you deliver that message. But also, study me. Pay attention to me. Look at the little things that make me happy, the things that I don't like. If I'm telling you that I don't like something, don't take that as, oh, she's nagging, she's complaining. Like, try to understand why
right.
I don't like that. Because a lot of stuff with love is deep-rooted in our childhood, mm-hmm. past traumas and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. Extra, you mm-hmm. know?
Okay, easy on the soul. Okay. But I feel like, for me, I do like when someone observes me mm-hmm. over me having to tell them, but I do kind of understand that it's like, you just met this new person. How are you supposed to just know what they need? Mm-hmm. But I do like appreciate someone that's like, I noticed this about you. So without saying it, they, like, you know, just did something because they noticed that that's a part of my routine, or it's something that might make my day easier. So I appreciate that, but I definitely think that it's also, is this person someone you're really trying to invest in, or is it worth it? Because sometimes it's like, it might be worth it to kind of teach this person and learn with them. Because as much as you're teaching them, they need to teach you too. We don't always know how to love men the right way.
Yeah, and you got to be willing to learn. Because I feel like women are looked at as people who have it all figured out mm-hmm. when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, we're supposed to be nurturers, and by default, we're supposed to know how to love these men. When some of us wasn't loved by men.
Yeah.
Some of us got daddy issues, and know that shouldn't be a reason for all your relationships to be screwed up. But it's still the point, like, you have to be willing to learn and, you know, willing to be
try.
Taught.
Yeah. Because I feel like as an adult, like, you never stop learning. Not even just with, like, academic things, but even with people, you learn how to better interact, you learn how to communicate better, you know, you learn how to adjust your tone. So I feel like being willing to learn is also an important thing for being in a relationship, because You know, you joining two individuals, that is, it's no easy task. Let's mm-hmm. see what they're saying in the comments. Serena, what quiz? Oh, if you go to 5lovelanguages.com, there is a quiz you can take where they'll ask you certain questions and it will give you your love language. So, like I said, I got all five, honey. Chip said all five. Okay, it's genetic. we need a lot, but everyone needs to be loved differently. Period, auntie. You know, some people, like what we were saying, like, oh, he paid to get my nails done. And then other women be like, all he did was pay to get my nails done.
That ain't nothing special. Like, so it depends on the person. It's situational.
Right, I agree. So let's see. Communication and quality time are my top two. As far as gifts, I prefer thoughtfulness over expensive. I agree.
Very true. But because that goes back to Sweetie and Quavo, like we talked about last week. That wasn't thoughtful. That was expensive. I'm going to spend all this money and make it look like, you know, oh, not the wind. Like,
a hurricane coming. Like,
like, what's going on? But yeah, spending all that money doesn't mean that you actually put thought and time into it. Like, you know, it's just, it hits different when you really come, when it comes from in here.
Okay. Like, as much as, you know, we spend a lot of time together, you know, some of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Cape Cod chips.
Strawberry lemonade on the rocks. Like, it's little, and that's not to say that all I want for my birthday is strawberry lemonade, but it's like, if someone just knows that there's something that you do at the end of a stressful day, mm-hmm. and they bring you that thing and you weren't expecting it, like mm-hmm. that, it's like, oh, you notice me and you want me to see, be, feel seen. So mm-hmm. I appreciate things like that. But you had a wild week on your Instagram story with your polls, friend.
Okay, so as y'all know, I definitely did do a poll or two or three or four. I asked a bunch of questions in regard to relationships. And let me just pull it up because some of these answers, first of all, there's a couple that I want to talk about for certain.
Yes.
One of them being, since we're talking about cheating, you know, and all that good stuff. So I asked, I just can't, I don't know if I agree with this. Can someone cheat but actually be in love with the person that they're cheating on?
Hmm.
Can someone cheat but be in love with the person that they're cheating on? And I think this goes for, I mean, I feel like men can. Because we just talked about that. Mm-hmm. Men don't have to have emotional ties to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Women, I feel like if we're to the point where we're cheating on you, chances are we're there physically, but emotionally and mentally, we're gone. Because mm-hmm. women take longer to leave physically. Men, yeah. Emotionally.
Right.
Men take longer to leave physically sometimes. But I think 66%, 66% wow, of y'all cool. said, yes, it's possible to be in love with the person that you're cheating on, whereas 34% said, hell nah, ain't no way you can be in love with me and be cheating on me. So what do you think?
Well, last week we referenced Insecure, and I think we could bring that back. When Issa cheated on Lawrence, did she not love him? She loved him. It's that at that time, she wasn't getting what she needed from him. She knew she wanted to be with him,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't getting what she needed. So it's like, I do feel like it's also with women. A lot of times they do assume it's an... Some women, you know, are like men, but it's like, I feel like we're all sexual beings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could see somebody and just be like, Father God, like, I might need to see that later on. So I think that it's possible, it's just, like, that's sticky ground. I feel like I could go both ways.
But what do you guys think?
Right, let's see what they're saying in the comments.
Because,
it didn't give what it was supposed to give.
Okay.
Okay, friend.
I don't know. I feel like it could go either way. But I think, just to kind of move on from that one because it is such a heavy question. Yeah. Thank y'all for everyone who participated, but I think another one was what's a petty reason that you will not mess with somebody? A petty y'all the answers that, so I'm gonna read a couple of them that I was like, are you shitting me? Like, I just, someone said they don't nap. I would not date someone because they do not take naps. Naps.
Now, we all know I love a good nap, but I think that it also depends, like, if I can, like, say we're watching a movie. If we're watching a movie and I can, you know, cuddle up next to you, fall asleep and take my nap, and you're enjoying the movie. And then when I wake up, you hit me with the, did you have a good nap? Like, oh, let me, okay, you'd be like, I sure did. Cuddle up closer. But I feel like that's one of those things where you have to let people be their own person and not make them feel bad about whatever their norm is. Some people, you know, I'm a sleepy girl with a very busy life, but that doesn't mean that I'm taking naps because I'm lazy. So I feel like that one, I could get it if it was someone who's like, if you take your naps, be like, why are you always sleep? Why are you, like, making it a thing? Like, boy, bye. Like, don't worry about me. I pay my own bills.
Well, I say my favorite response that I got was, I will not date someone if his baby mama is still alive. Now,
yo! Alive!
Like, listen, and I'm going to tell you like this. I have a son, okay? I have a beautiful son. My son is amazing. I don't date men with kids. I ain't finna date no man with no kid. Now, I'm joking, but I know, honestly, like, it's dating someone with kids. It, like, because a lot of people have baby mama drama. Right. Or baby daddy drama. But I date men, so. Oh. My alarm just went off. It's shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock. I shot o'clock. Shot o'clock.
Right. We're going to give y'all 15 seconds. Sometimes this happens on Sundays with Sai and I.
You know, you got to stay on your toes. You got to keep things close by. Pour them up.
Okay. But, yeah, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. I agree, friend. I'm not, if your baby mama's alive, stay from around me. Okay. And no, I was not the one that gave that response, but that follows very closely in the genetic gene pool. Do not call me if you are... I don't care.
No, legit. Do we want to take the shot and then I answer, or answer and then I take the shot?
Let's take the shot and then the answer. Okay. I add a little spice.
Cheers! I hope y'all got bottoms yours.
Ooh. Ha! Baba.
Baba. Not the both of us. But I feel like if I was to date a man with kids, he would absolutely have to be a unicorn. Like, I think that I'm very much, I love kids. People that know me, I'm not like a problematic type of person in that way. But I think that I can understand a woman feeling mama bearish over her cub. Mm-hmm. And so now, look at him. He's like, period, a cub. Josiah. Okay. He's like, that's me. But I don't want to get involved in a situation where either A, me being around is making it hard for you to see your child, mm-hmm. or B, your child's mom feels disrespected because your kid rocks with me. Because chances are they're going to rock with me. I do slime. I read stories. Kids love me. I love kids. But I think that he would have to really have a reign on that situation, because if she come around yelling, I'll sit here and act like I can't hear. Anne Frank. Like, okay, madam, like, this sounds like something you all need to deal with. I didn't get her pregnant, so you all should probably figure that out.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you one of those people who believe that baby daddies are always gonna be sexually involved with their baby mamas?
9 times out of 10.
I'm here to tell you that's big cap. The heavy cat. Super duper cat. Snow caps, hooded caps.
I don't speak of Japanese. Get him a karate chop.
Are you kidding me? They're still messing around.
No, I feel like even if you're not, he'd want to.
That's not true. That is not true.
For me, I feel like if a man did as much to get you pregnant once, there was something about that WAP that he wanted. And friend, it could just be that, you know, you guys have, you know, a very strong sexual tension or something. He feels comfortable with you to some extent. I don't know, but it's just like, and that's one of the reasons where I'm just like, she's going to be around forever.
Forever. No, but I mean, while I understand what you're saying, big cat, like, no, that's not the case, madam.
Let's see what they're saying in the comments. I'm still not over the baby mama being alive thing.
No, legit, like, I mean, if she's alive, we'll never thrive if your baby mama's alive. I don't know. It's not gonna work. Uh-uh.
Can't do it. Combined family pictures, but I don't date guys without, because when the time comes he wants one, he got the wrong one. I'm done.
Serena, period. Okay. Hi, Mikey.
Okay. No, literally,
that's bull. He definitely wants it, but he won't get it again.
Okay. And we won't get into names and specifics, but father, my friend's a catch. But, so we're just gonna, you know, more comments.
Okay. <Done. laughs> Okay. Finito. You heard me? No, like, what? Listen, I there's a lot of baby daddy, baby mama stereotypes, and I'm here to tell you.
She ain't one. She ain't one. Whoop, she ain't one. She ain't one. Woo! Ha!
No, no, but...
And this is what happens when Shot O'Clock is in the middle of the episode. But,
no, legit, but all jokes aside, that's not always true.
It's not always true, and that's why I'm saying, if he's a unicorn, where it's like, I had a child with this woman, mm-hmm. I respect her as my child's mother, but I'm not, you know, romantically, I'm not sending her mixed messages, I'm not G-herboing her to her Ari. Now, if that's true...
Don't believe the hype about what, Serena, though? Like, right, are you agreeing with me or are you disagreeing with me? We can't thrive if your baby mama alive. A mold, period.
We need to get that on a shirt.
And we'll be back.
Okay.
On our next episode with merch. No, merch.
Come on, Etsy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Kids.
I mean, it's literally on a case-by-case basis because some men have a good hold on it where... They're making sure that it's like, even if they are dealing with someone else, that she has respect for who he's dealing with. But, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like, I just did this because I didn't want to argue. No, I just did this because I didn't want to make her mad. No,
I did this because she don't let me see my child. The only way she let me see my child is if I split. Like,
speaking Japanese, hit him with karate chop. Like, friend, don't lie to me. Not on this good Sunday.
The baby daddy messing with the look. Listen, let's.
This is sweating talking about baby daddy. You know, we might have to continue this for Sayonara and Key After Dark. You know, we might have to continue this in the group chat. I don't know.
Okay.
But every week we wait for friends to send us. I keep saying friends because I'm used to
y'all are our friends. Right. Y'all are our friends. Right. Family. Hey, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in. So
no, literally. So we. Period, Josiah.
Let them
so
know.
So we every week. Wait for you guys to send in your letters asking us for, you know, advice or, you know, just a second opinion on something that you might be going with. So what happened in the inbox today, friend?
So this week? Yeah, so we got a couple. And I think even though we're talking about relationships, we're going to kind of switch gears because I've actually, Josiah, yes, exactly. I read through this one already, so... I feel like this is a good one because it can kind of, it may help someone. So, dear Kiki and Sai, y'all can mention me on the show. Just call me C.
Hey, C.
Hey, C. How you doing, love?
Hey,
girl. I'm writing in because I need advice. I have an older sister. We're 3 years apart, but for some reason, we can't seem to get along. Sometimes I feel like she doesn't like me, but I don't know why. We both have good jobs, caring boyfriends. She's actually engaged and I'm not. And overall comfortable lives. Growing up, we were never treated differently, so I don't know where this tension comes from. Recently, we got into an argument over something stupid, and she said some pretty hurtful shit. Everyone says that she's jealous of me, but I can't understand why. I love my sister, but I'm starting not to like her. Any advice?
Do you want to start or should I, friend?
You go ahead and start that one.
Okay, so I will start because I have three sisters. I am the youngest of six, and, you know, growing up, that can be, that's a lot. You always, and even with just having multiple siblings, you want to feel like an individual and feel like you have a good relationship with your sister. But I feel like this is an awkward situation to be in because it's tough when you are in a position where you're seeing, like, a family member doing things that outside people do. Where it's like, how can you be jealous of me if we're related? Like, how can you feel that way towards me if we're family? But at the end of the day, we're all human. We all have our feelings. So in a case like this, I think, again, as someone that has, all my sisters have very big personalities. Shout out to y'all. Hey, friend. But I think that it's very important to come into the conversation leading with, I want for us to have a relationship. I want for us to try to kind of figure out this weird thing that we're feeling and not coming into it like, you're jealous of me. Mm-hmm. You want my life because if you... Shot the clock again. Hey, man. Ha, shot a clock. Shot a clock. Woo! Shot a clock. Shot a clock. So if you could just pour those while we are diving into the sister drama. Okay. But I think it's definitely important to remember that your sister is an individual, and as much as she's your sister, you have no idea what she could be going through. Mm-hmm. You have no idea where her head could be at. She might be battling with depression. She might be, you know, dealing with an anxiety. So coming into it with that, where you don't know someone's background, but also your approach is important. As a sister, my sisters have very big personalities. I'm not going to come into it too hot. Like, I think that it's important to be like, so I really want for us to have a relationship. I feel like things have kind of been weird lately. Like, how can we get past this? And if she's saying, like, how do you feel weird? That would be a good opportunity for you to, like, you know, maybe list a few instances where you kind of felt like maybe she said something and it's like, are you being funny or is that shade? So I think that your approach is everything, your tone is everything, and just leading with what you want your ultimate goal to be. But that's also ideal. Because I know, you know, my sisters and I, we still butt heads. I may have gotten into an argument with my sister like 2 weeks ago. But I love her. And, you know, I also said sorry. So, how do you feel, friend?
Listen, I get it. I understand. And I agree with everything that you're saying. But I feel like this. If it's getting to a point where you gotta really be questioning yourself and what am I doing or what, listen, sometimes you gotta cut folks off. I don't know. Like, and I'm heavy on cutting people off.
Yeah.
And I don't backtrack. Babe, once you're cut off, that's it. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you is, family, friends. If you're interrupting my peace in any kind of way, you gotta go. You gotta go. I don't know. Like, maybe we can figure it out. We can go visit Ayanla or Oprah. But right now, where I'm at and where I'm trying to go, I don't got time to be guessing why people got attitudes. Because right. We're all grown. If you got a problem with me, step up and say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're jealous of me, that's negative energy. You can keep that over there. I don't want nothing to do with that. You get that figured out and protect your mental health and your peace. And come back when we're both in a different space. Because I may be mental health counselor, but I'm not Miss Cleo. I don't read people's minds. That's not, I don't shuffle the deck and try to figure out, well, how can we figure this out? Girl, if you ain't gonna say it, we might as well not even talk. I don't know.
No, literally. But I also feel like even in that where you're saying right now, we can't do this, because it might be that both of you were in a place where it's like, I don't want to hear what you have to say and you don't want to tell me what you have to say. So let's just take some space. And that doesn't mean I hate you. That doesn't mean that this will never, you know, come back around. But for right now, ahora, in this moment, I can't do it. I can't do it. And friend, if there's one thing I'm the queen of, is keeping my phone on Do Not Disturb and putting on a movie and minding my business.
And I'll block you. Because once you're... Yeah, listen, you ain't finna spin this block again. I don't know. Once you're cut off, the roadblocks is up. There ain't no... You can't... You'll never be able to spin this block again. I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, I'm in such a stage in my life where I'm like, I don't got time for bullshit. I really don't. And I'm not going to be guessing and trying to figure out and, oh, life is too short. You knew how short life was, honey. You knew how short life was when Lil Saint got killed, huh? He's a baby.
You don't know now, but you gonna find. Sorry.
But no, like, for real, like, I don't have time for that. Like, we're all grown here, and while I get everybody's not the best at expressing their feelings, you're my sister.
Yeah.
You're my sister, especially, because I have siblings, but all of us didn't grow up in the same house. We got two that grew up in this house, one that grew up here, two that grew up here. I grew up in my hood. So, like, it's different when you're all growing up in the same house. You should be able to come to me and tell me what your issue is. Like, what's your smoke? Get your issue off. And if you're being petty, and I don't know what hurtful shit that she said her sister said.
Right.
That was her words. She said some hurtful shit. I don't know what that is, but pay attention to what people say when they're angry with you. Just like you, they say the drunk minds got sober tongues. Pay attention to what people say when they're mad and when they're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, because I think we're indifferent on this one this week, cut her off. Make like Ricky Blaze and cut them off. Like, I don't...
My name is Ricky Blaze. Now, friend, let's take the shot.
The shot o'clock. Ooh, if you guys have yours, take...
Let us know in the comments how you feel, friend, if you can help see with her, you know, sibling issues. But, friend, you know, if we're being completely honest, and we can, you know, dive as deep or as shallow into this as we want to, but we've had our moments.
Putting our business on live in front of all these strangers, madam.
This is my thing. I feel like when you love somebody, if anything, if that's a friendship, relationship, anything, family, I feel like people that I love for real, they're the only people that can really make me mad. Because strangers, co-workers, like, I'd be like, oh, all right, friend. All right, whatever. But if you're someone that it's like, we are really close, you're, you know, you're a close friend, you're a cousin, you're a sister, it's like, I feel like it's almost easier to butt heads real hard.
Because you care.
Not even just because you care, but because some part of you is like, even though we're going through this, we're going to come back.
But see, that's... That mindset right there is where people be having me. Ugh. I'm telling you.
She doesn't love you as much as she loves me. So be careful with Key. Ah! Bars.
No, okay, a mood. No, but no, honestly, like, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I do, because we have had our moments. We have. And we've had times where we've had to really step back. Whether I felt like you were wrong, you felt like I was wrong, whatever the case may be. And yeah, we did bounce back. Like, we don't need to get into details because, quite frankly, that ain't none of y'all business. We here now. I don't know. Okay. But,
And regardless of what we went through, I don't care where I'm at. If you have issues where you talk crazy about her in front of me, I'm going to have something to say.
That's it.
Because it's like, we might have our, but even with the same, like I said, he has a USB. Even with, people that are really close to you, it's like, I might have an issue with my sister. Me and my sister might be going through some stuff right now. But you don't get to talk however you want about her. I don't know. Like, I don't know. My sister. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chubbs. Like, friend, okay. I don't care who you are. Boob. Like, friend, don't. Me and her will deal with our thing when we deal with our thing, but you don't get to act like that. Right. And that's, and whether or not that's fair, I don't care, but, you know.
Yeah,
definitely depends on the relationship. What do you guys think? What do you guys... Let me know. Okay, Chubbs is like, period. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we're both Tauruses.
Oof. Oof. Let's not even talk about signs. A Taurus.
Yeah.
Toxic Taurus.
Toxic. Me.
I would just like to say Capricorns are the best. We start and end the year, and you other signs could never, and neither could a Scorpio, Josiah. So, shh.
I couldn't. I will say Taurus and Capricorn have very high compatibility, so that's what, you know, why we get along so well. But I think that Taurus is one, it depends on what month you're talking about. Hmm. Because if you are a May Taurus, I feel like you're a little quicker to get a little hot in the head. But us April Tauruses, you know, I'm like 0 to 100 within an hour. May Tauruses are 0 to 1,000 in 4 seconds.
Capricorn gang, exactly, Tay. You know the vibes. Yeah, so I don't know.
It just says square up, okay? Don't sleep on my sister. I don't know. But
she's an April Taurus?
She's a May Taurus. Josiah said,
No.
A May Taurus.
He's familiar.
Okay. I have a Taurus sister. And that's the thing. I feel like Tauruses are very loyal. I'm very much a homebody. But when those horns come out, father. Okay. Don't make me mad on tonight. Like, I won't do it. Okay. You know. But what do you guys think? You let us know. Let us know. Ooh.
Girl.
Do you think it's different having spats with your sisters over it is with your brothers?
For me personally, absolutely. Because me and my sister, if we get into a like my older sister, if we get into a little thing or whatever, like, it can get very cutthroat. It can get very cutthroat. But I feel like with my brother, because my older brother, to be specific... Mm-hmm. I love him to death, but he thinks he's my dad, girl. So it's like, when we argue, he always like, Kiana, you need to just listen to me, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. Like, need.
Yeah. And that's a big thing with older siblings, especially now that we're all getting older. It's tough because I know my sister will want to help. I know she's trying to help, but it's like, friend? And not right now. Like, literally timing is everything. Your approach is everything. I just, you know, I think that especially becoming adult children, it's a lot harder to interact.
I feel like with older siblings too, like, they have a hard time accepting that you're actually not a child anymore. Mm. Or that you're growing up. Because my brother always says, you're my baby, man. You're my baby, man. Like, you have, like, 4 kids. Like, why do I have to be your baby? So he treats me as such. But then I'm the same way with my younger siblings. Mm-hmm. Especially my little brother. Shout out Tyler, gang. Like, I be, like, 19. Growing up. Dating and doing 19-year-old activities. My chest.
No, literally.
Like, I can't.
And he's taller than both of us, like, friend.
Can we not?
Like, okay, we won't get into it. But this is a good segue because I remember, you know, you were saying when you were trying to help C, saying that, you know, when people are upset, you got to pay attention to, you know, what they say. You got to, you know, what would we say? While they were drunk and while they were, you know.
Angry with you.
And when they were angry. So this week, I decided to, I'm going to be, you know, singing and kind of, you know, going back and forth with a song that I wrote a couple years ago where sometimes it's hard to decide whether or not if someone is saying something because they're angry or because of whatever emotion they feel or if it's because of how this is how you really feel and you're getting the chance to actually let it out or you feel comfortable enough to let it out. So this week,
you about to sing?
I'm about to sing, friend. And while, you know, I'm getting things started, just check in the comments and see how we're...
No respect. I'm sorry, Chubb. I'm sorry. She's too much.
We love you, Chubb.
Time. Ma told me things get better with time. I think she lied. Cause when I think about what you said that day, I feel away and I can't hear my music blasting. It's too much on my mind. Now I'm not sure how I feel. A part of me wants to run because I don't wanna feel any pain. Not from you. I could take that from anyone but you. What do I do when you're still fighting with the old you? And all that stupid shit you used to. Is this you? Tell me, are you really heartless? Or is that just the you you're used to? Cause now I question what you're saying, why? Instead of talking, you'd rather push me to the side. Is this you? Are you really that heartless? Or is that just the you you're used to? days. I think I'm gonna give you some space. Give you some time to miss my face. And then you'll see there's no other woman for you but me. But I refuse to be used and I refuse to love you. If you're gonna make me pay for all the bad you've been through, and I get it, I do. It's in you too.
Hey,
and it's never different.
I'll send it to you.
I'm not sure how I feel. A part of me wants to run because I don't want to feel any pain. Not from you. I can take that from anyone but you. Now I'm not sure how I feel. I want to run because I don't want to feel any pain. Not from you. With you I do. When you're still fighting with the old you, and all that stupid shit you used to. Is this you? Tell me, are you really heartless, or is that just the you you're used to? Cause now I question what you say and why. Instead of talking, you'd rather push me to the side. Is this you? Are you really that heartless, or is that just a you?
Tell me. That song was inspired from a relationship where, like, he would, you know, when he would get upset, he'd say wild things. Like, I'm just like, are you upset? Or is it, like, this is how you really feel and you're trying to get it out? So I feel like it actually relates, like, directly to C's letter where it's like, I want to, you know, I want things to work. Mm-hmm. I want to be with you. Or I, in her case, I want to have a relationship with you. But it's like, you say things that really hurt my feelings. And I feel like regardless of who someone is, mm-hmm. if they're saying things to hurt your feelings, it hurt your feelings. You don't have to deal with them because they're your sibling. You don't have to deal with them because they're your family. Mm-hmm. You get to choose whether or not, like, if you can't respect me as a human being, then we don't need to deal with each other.
Don't let nobody tell you if, you know, undermine your feelings too. And like, well, that shouldn't hurt your feelings. I didn't even mean it like that. It doesn't matter what it should or shouldn't. If you hurt my feelings, you hurt my feelings. And if right. you can't validate that, I feel like you don't love me. You don't respect me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is.
Especially if it's something that you communicated where it's like, I told you mm-hmm. that this thing that you do makes me feel a certain way. Now, if I said this to you directly and you're just kind of like, well, this is just who I am.
Please don't get me started on that. Please don't. This is just how I am. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, and I think it irks me a little bit more because I used to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be that person. Well, that's just how I am. I've been like this my whole life, and ain't nobody gonna change me. Like, when do you grow up? When yeah. do you grow up and start taking accountability? Because that right there is about lack of accountability. I don't want to change. I'm comfortable being stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable in chaos. This is just how I am, and you can either love me or hate me. I hate you.
Like, okay, bet. Like, people like that, I feel like we said at the beginning of this episode, you never stop learning. And if you come into a situation behaving like you know everything and there's nothing for you to learn, not even just in life, but also thinking that you can come into a situation with me, somebody that you don't even know all the way, and just deal with me because you think you know everything. Like, friend, you don't even know me. Like, you don't know what makes me upset. And now that she told you, you know I like Cape Cods, but you don't know what I like to eat. Like, okay. You have to really take the time to get to know somebody before you approach them in a certain way. Like, if you're going to come into my lane, use your blinker.
And still tread lightly, because sometimes you use your blinker and you come too close. Take it easy. Serena said your singing is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm her vocal coach. We've been working really hard.
You know.
I sing, too, a little bit. Y'all ain't know that.
You know, she has a thumbtack if you want to sign up for some singing lessons. I don't know.
I sing better than Whitney and Beyonce. I don't know.
And Whitney.
Whitney learned from me.
Oh! So next week, Kiki's going to show us her singing skills. Mm-mm. And we're going to put it next to Whitney with her Star Spangled Banner. You guys are going to sing it at the same time.
My top lip be sweating just like hers. I don't know.
Period. Not the top lip sweat.
Okay, Serena, mind your business now. Talk about, right.
Okay. You'd be like, I heard it from here. I heard your comment. You know, next week, we're going to put her to the test.
Wait, not next week. So,
good segue.
Got an announcement. So, as you all can see, I have a child. Sai got a lot of stuff that she can explain more in depth if she chooses to, but we have things which we're going to be taking a week off. So we're going to do 2 weeks, a week off, 2 weeks, a week off. And since we've done our 2 weeks, next week, there will be no Sundays with Sai and RNK. Grab your tissues. Don't cry too hard. It's okay. We'll be back.
Okay. Josiah said that this would be a good time for you to catch up watch last week's episode. If you have not, mm-hmm. you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I am Sayonara, Sayanara on Instagram and Twitter. How can they find you, friend? Because I know you get fancy with your ass.
First of all, I think on Instagram, my name is As Told by Key with an underscore. Mm-hmm. And then my Twitter is Ayo Kiana with 3 A's at the end of Kiana.
Yes. So, and if you haven't been paying attention, they are also scrolling along the bottom. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you can also follow us or follow Double M Media, so that you can see our episodes, catch some recaps. They also have great things going on throughout the week. We have, you know, Double M, you know, with their sports show, Sports and Culture on Tuesdays.
We're Soul Brothers Groove. Yes. Shout out Josh.
Some music reviews. Him and I still need to talk because his R&B list. Wait a minute, friend. You know.
Let him have his opinion.
You know, I don't let him, but we still need to talk. But yes, we appreciate everyone for coming this week. Next week will be an off week. She is a mother. I am an educator and a student. So Sundays are usually when I catch up on schoolwork or just catch up on, you know, taking care of the house, taking care of my hair, because we love a wash day. Okay,
child, I can't wait to wash and condition this. And I promise when I come back, I'm gonna be looking like Poetic Justice, and that's on me.
In the pouring rain.
Oh, da 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 da. Don't.
Sorry, I got into it.
We sing another one.
Tell us about Monica Lewinsky.
In front of my wife. If you haven't seen the Kings of Comedy, you won't understand, but I can't.
And we're also low-key taking points off of your black card. But that's a conversation for another day. So thank you for joining us. We had a great time. We hope that we helped see. We hope that we dropped a few gems to everyone that's been watching and will watch this week when they catch up. Next week, there will be no episode, but we will be back the following week, you know, with some some mental health help and a little bit of music.
That's right. And keep your self-care goals in mind. Try to do one every week to get you through the week. And we'll be seeing y'all soon. 2 weeks. We'll be back.
What is your self-care goal for the week, man?
Not throwing me under the magic school bus. It literally Miss Frizzle. Okay. Mine is to just stay in the present moment again. That's always going to be my goal. Staying in the present moment. I'm taking care of my baby. That's it. That we helps me. It. Helping him helps me. That's it.
We love it.
Tell him, Saya.
And my goal for the week, I would say putting myself on a little bit of a schedule, because we all know I can sleep. Mm. But just, you know, kind of waking up with intention, or starting the day with intention, where it's like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, where I know from the day before what I am going to be doing, just because I think intention is extremely important. You know, you got to put your energy and manifest your energy in the right direction. So this week, I'm going to make sure that I'm waking up, ready to take on the week, ready for my blessings and kicking like Josiah. Okay, tell them, right. Friend. So thank you for joining us. Have an excellent week, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.